I'm Jeff Davis, and we're saluting the WLS Music Radio years 1960 through 1985. You know, whatever the era, WLS has always had memorable personalities, from the very early days with people like Gene Autry to talk radio and the inimitable Don Wade. The music radio years were no exception.
On top of a pizza, all covered with cheese, I saw my first meatball till somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor. It rolled
a good time for the good sound of music with Dick Biondi.
Well, happy third birthday to all the guys here at WLS. We're 3 years old today. Do you realize that? It's with 61 degrees, our third anniversary on WLS Radio. Let's go surfing with the Beach Boys across USA.
If everybody had a moon.
Would you like to know what you can get for 25 cents? A lot of people say, what can I get for 25 cents? Well, the answer is very simple. You can get a week's supply of tackle. Now, how do you do it? You put a quarter in coin in an envelope with your name and address, and you send it to Dick Biondi, Box 10, Chicago 35, Illinois. That's all you have to do. Dick Biondi, Box 10, Chicago 35, Illinois. Put a quarter in with your name and address, and just like that, they'll send you a whole week's supply of stuff there.
If complexion problems haunt you and nobody seems to want you, get tackle.
Young man.
New tackle. Helps clean skin infection for a clearer complexion. Try tackle.
Young man.
New tackle.
It's easy to apply and it doesn't show. It scores against your blemishes. This we know.
You can bet your bottom dollar she'll
slick.
Be happy when you call her thanks to tackle.
Young man.
New tackle.
In England, the time is now 2 a.m. A fog is in the air, and London is asleep. In the United States, the time is 8 p.m. Ron Reilly is on the air, and Chicago is asleep.
Sir Ronald Reilly, Esquire, presents the British Billboard.
Boy, he really knows how to hurt a guy. We're going to start off with record number 6. Last week we managed to play all the top 6 records, I think, in England, and we slithered down and picked up a couple of the specials, and we possibly will do that this week if we have chance here, huh? Last week's record 13 this week has moved all the way up to number 6, and I'm happy to say it's been released in the United States. Finally, they weren't going to at first, but they decided to, and it's the title tune from the motion picture in which these guys star, along with Cilla Black. I'm talking about Jerry and the Pacemakers, and I think the greatest sound yet by Jerry, The Ferry Across the Mersey. It's 8:22 at WLS Radio. Art Roberts will be here tonight at 10 o'clock with a CW show. I was a little worried the first time they said, hey, Art's going to do a CW show. And I said, what? A Clark Weber show? He's every place, you know. And they said, no, that means country and western. So he'll be here at 10, you know.
You're listening to the British Billboard on the Ron Reilly Show, Channel 89 Radio, WLS, Chicago.
Yeah, either that or it's all going to be in Morse code.
It's a good time for the good sound of Chicagoland 65 on the Dex Card Show.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dax Carr and the crew cut fell in the first row. Back again with you as we continue the countdown in the Silver Dollar Survey Show. That record this week, number 19 in Chicagoland and Mid-America, Jay and the Americans, Let's Lock the Door and Throw Away the Key. Channel 89 time is coming up to 3 minutes after 4.
From the Big 89... Jerry Kay plays more hit music.
WLS Chicago.
Get ready, baby. Here we go. 203 at WLS. Coming on with you, Jerry Kay. Trying to wake up here. Mainline in the company coffee from the Big 89. This is Freedom Pain and that band of gold.
Scotty Brink plays more hit music.
WLS Chicago.
Here I am in my third hour. I'm a veteran already in the afternoon. Scotty Brink at 4:02. Something heavy.
Oh, yes. I finally found my niche at the Big 89.
From the Big 89.
plays more hit music.
WLS Chicago.
903 in the Windy City. Come together, America. You are in the nighttime on WLS.
The Rock of Chicago. And J.J. Jeffrey.
WLS Chicago. 502 in the Windy City. Tony Joe White, and periodically his intestines will congratulate him for what's going down. Some of that poke salad. Annie. Hunka, hunka! Burning love. Oh, I got that passion stirring within him. Can't cope with it. Elvis, burning love. 526 on the J.J. Jeffrey Show, WLS. I want to congratulate Evelyn Koch of Worth, Meredith Lee of Arlington Heights, Tim Corder of Glen Ellen, Carrie Gold of Niles, Glenn Evans of Oak Forest. They all win tickets to see Godspell Saturday, September 16th.
The Joel Sebastian Show.
WLS Chicago.
11:02 in the Windy City. Go get a memory for you. Going to get all the best memories of the world tonight, baby. Like this one from Diana Ross and the Supremes. This goes back to the 60s. Yeah, someday we're going to be together, baby. So you hum in my ear. Come on, real nice like you. Nuzzle up there and go. Yeah, that's the way I want you to do it all life long, baby. Now go, WLS, and I'm Joel Sebastian. You're with the greatest all-night crew in the nation, baby. It's our Saturday night feature party, and now that we're filled out little tum-tums, we're looking for something else. Yeah. Looking for some little lady with a heart of gold. Go buy us breakfast.
You're hearing a mountain of music.
WLS Chicago.
11:30 on a Joel Sebastian. Lee Michaels with Joel Sebastian on WLS at 11:33. That's it.
4:04 in the Big 89 with Bill Bailey bringing back the gold from 1970, White Plains. Good morning. Good day to get up and exercise. I gave up exercising myself. I couldn't stand all the noise.
Good morning. I'm Bob Green of the Chicago Sun-Times.
This probably sounds a bit tinny again this morning, due to the fact that I'm still on the road in Washington watching the Haldeman-Ehrlichman Days of the Watergate hearings unfold. I'm Bob Green on the Charlie Van Dyke Morning Show.
Charlie Van Dyke in the morning at 14 after 8, reminding you the Chicago Public Library will sell its used books for 25 cents at a sidewalk book sale August 16th. Michigan and Washington is the place to get your favorite book.
WLS, it's 4:30, time for the BS Horoscope. And today we'll do the sign of the bull, Taurus. What can we tell you about these people? Characteristically, Taurus people do not perform very well. Even Gatorade doesn't help them. In school, they're told many, many times that they have good potential if only they'd apply themselves a bit more. No, they didn't hear that from their teachers. Usually they heard that from their dates. They would tell them that from the back seat of a 57 Chevy sometimes.
Oh.
Sonny and Cher are Taurians. Sonny Liston and Sherry Lewis. Astrological forecast for Taurus people. You're destined for the lead role in a highly rated television special. You decide to broadcast your divorce. Well, if Rhoda can put her wedding on, why not? This has been a lot of BS.
Oppa!
Westside VA Hospital needs some nursing aides and typhus. Give some time if you can. 666-6500. Yvonne Daniels reminding you YMCA summer camps are just great. Find out where, when, and what you want your kids to do when they go to the Chicago area YMCA camps.
Always be positive when you're on the air. No negatives. Be up, happy-go-lucky, so the audience will feel that way towards you. Well, gosh, your body, World War III is starting, but I'll have another contest in seconds. Yes, you load up parent. It is that time again. Negatory Big Ben. Over. What is? You know what this song is? I know what this song is. I don't know who's playing this at their home, but I know what this song is. It's by Alfred E. Newman.
It's Bob Boswell.
Bob Boswell.
Right.
Isn't that Alfred E. Newman?
Right.
WLS Boogie Check.
Yeah, what's your favorite sport?
I don't have any favorite sport.
How about baseball?
Baseball, lovely sport. WLS Boogie Check.
Hey, John, this is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
Hey, creativity. I got creativity on my radio. Oh, Lord, Lord.
Yeah!
Stop!
Wait a minute!
I can't take it!
Down!
Stop it!
Down for it!
Down!
I can't take it!
Terminate this boogie!
Down!
Yes.
Mr. President, yes. Dweedle Wisniewski of Popular Mechanics.
Yes, Mr. Popular Dweedle. What is your question?
In your opinion, what did John Dean do before the Watergate committee?
We all know what he did.
And, Mr. President?
Yes, I am.
What have you done with your tax return?
We all know what I did.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Melvin X. Moon Unit of Boys Life Magazine.
I read that, yes.
Did former Attorney General John Mitchell ever tell you who was not involved in the Watergate cover-up?
Yes, he did, yes.
Well, what did he say?
He said it was just you and
me. Buell Gibbons from Forrest or Din Din Magazine.
Do I remind you of wild hickory nuts?
Some of us have noticed that H.R. Haldeman's hair is getting much longer. Would you care to comment on that?
Let me make this perfectly clear, my fellow Americans. Mr. Haldeman's hair is getting much longer. As your president, I have noticed a change in his entire philosophy. Yesterday, he told me,
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
Mr. President.
Oh, yes.
Linda Shoelace from Variety.
You said it, sweetheart.
I have...
Something wrong with your throat?
I have the final question.
The final question!
The final question!
Howard Hunt is now behind bars.
The billy goat on his head.
What did he say as he entered the jail?
He turned to me with a tear in his eye and said,
I gotta go to the can, man.
Here we are again, the animal stories. News team anchorman. Here's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Lair. And there's him, in person.
Hi.
Little snot-nosed Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Uncle Lair. Hi, everybody.
According to police in Willenhall, England, a horse-drawn cart of scrap drew up behind a motorcyclist at a railroad crossing gate, which was down to allow a train to pass. The horse proceeded to drool on the cyclist. Here's some biker, a little Tommy. Sitting there on his big Harley, minding his own business, waiting for this train to go by. Horse pulls up, starts drooling. So he got mad, it says here. Gave the horse his best elbow shot right to the horse's face. Well, but in the process, when he lifted up his arm to give this horse an elbow shot, he let go of his clutch. And his motorcycle lurched forward, little Tommy, into the car in front of him. Meanwhile, the horse, who has just been punched in the face, rears up, dumps the load of scrap onto the car behind, which rolled backwards under the weight and rammed the front of yet another car on the line. Now, seeing this chain reaction, a passing dog walker tied his terrier to the railroad gate and went to help out. But the train had passed, and the gate went up. pulling the dog 20 feet into the air. By his neck, see? His The dog's owner shouted to another pedestrian to lower the gate, which came down on and damaged the roof of a passing Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how the, it doesn't say how the dog is. I suppose it would depend on which side of the gate he was tied to.
Biker all right?
Biker's fine, little Tommy.
How about the horse?
Horse is fine as well.
Oh, good.
Steve and Gary, scumbag worm meat idiots.
Is it about me? What did I do?
You wrote this. You should know what it says.
I didn't write it.
You didn't put famed in there?
No. Famed Steve Dahl.
Defamed, I think you wanted in there, right?
The WLS Music Radio years 1960 through 1985. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Up next, a timeline for a quarter of a century between the records. Next on WLS AM 89.